everybody to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Thank you for joining us this week. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on everything, Instagram, TikTok. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Last week, we sat down with our three nephews, or you sat down with our three nephews, I should say. We actually haven't been on the podcast together in a few weeks as we were both feeling under the weather. We were kind of taking turns feeling worse and worse. So if you didn't hear us together on the podcast the last few weeks, that's why. But again, if you want to learn more about kids and their perspective on health and wellness, go back and listen to last week's episode. It's a pretty fun episode with my wife and our nephews. This week, we're going to be talking about body weight workouts. So workouts that you can do without any equipment. These are great when you're traveling, when you don't have access to a gym. Maybe you're just getting started and you are planning on joining a gym, but want to get going at home first. So this podcast episode is going to be for you. I know we did a little bit of that while we were traveling and didn't really have access to a gym. One thing in Europe that they seem to have a lot of is parks with some various workout equipment that you can utilize and have those great workouts without any kind of gym membership or any kind of fancy equipment. All you really need is a little bit of space and your body. Mm-hmm. Some of the key points that we'll get into are going to be time under tension. So that's a key concept when it comes to body weight workouts. This refers to the amount of time that your muscles are under strain during an exercise. So by increasing the time under tension, you can maximize muscle growth and strength. And for example, when you're doing a push-up, you can kind of lower yourself slowly all the way down, hold that position for a couple seconds, and then slowly bring yourself back up. So you're really just focusing on that workout, doing it really slow, and holding your body at certain points of tension. Another thing we'll get into is range of motion. That's another important factor when it comes to these type of workouts. That's the distance your joints and muscles move during an exercise. So you want to try to aim for that full range of motion, leading to better strength and flexibility. For instance, in a squat, make sure to lower your hips below parallel to fully engage your glutes and quads. So by focusing on a full range of motion, you're going to get the most out of each movement. And that's very important too if you're transitioning into the gym, when you're working out in a gym, using weights and other machines to making sure you're getting that full range of motion. It's always better to make sure you have proper form versus going heavier on weight and not really getting that full extension and that full rep in. So the other topic we'll be exploring today in more detail is calisthenics. That's when you're using your body weight essentially to build the strength and flexibility and endurance. Some examples of that are pull-ups, squats, lunges, planks, push-ups, those type of things, anything where you're just utilizing your body weight. This can be great for really anybody at any level, but beginners as well can start with easier variations. And then as you get more advanced, you can go into more challenging progressions. So why don't you get into a little more details about those, some workouts that you can utilize and the benefits of those.
Yeah, so first benefits, of course, as we always go through the benefits of each thing that we talk about. So first and foremost, with using your body weight, especially using the ROM, so range of motion, having a greater range of motion, that's going to help your joint strength, which is going to in turn help you in the gym too, if you're starting to transition to those weights in the gym, because you need your joints need to be strong in order to get that full range and to prevent you from also getting hurt in the gym. So helps with your joint strength, bones and muscle strength as well. Will boost your stamina. So just starting with body weights, going to boost the stamina that you have for when you are ready to go to the gym. It boosts your cardiovascular endurance. So a lot of the movements that you're doing with your body weight are natural movements, things that you're gonna do on a day-to-day basis anyways, right? Like, we're going to walk every day. We're going to get out of bed. So you're using a lot of these muscles without really thinking about it. But then when we do the body weight training, now you're thinking about those muscles. So you're growing them, which will help you with that day-to-day task that you're doing. So improves that cardiovascular endurance, improves your balance and core stability. So again, as we get older, our balance tends to get off. So the more that we're using our body weight and focusing on those muscles, the greater balance we'll have, the greater stability we'll have, less falls that we'll have as well growing older. So improves your mobility, flexibility, and coordination just by using body weight at home. So I think a lot about like the workouts that we do on a day-to-day basis. So we do tend to go for more of the strength training sort of workout. However, the body weight is just as impactful or effective. So thinking about the first thing, the time under tension, yoga, we just did yoga this morning actually. So we do our normal like strength training throughout the week, and then on the weekends we'll practice with doing yoga for a day to help with that balance. And that's literally all body weight. And I would say doing yoga makes me sweat even more than doing our regular like workouts throughout the week. Like, I find myself sweating more doing our yoga and just focusing on body weight than I would doing a strength training routine. So you do lose a lot of calories by just using the body weight. And a lot of that has to do with that time under tension technique. Especially in yoga, you're focusing on like holding those poses. So that's what my husband was saying earlier. Like, you're focusing your attention on specific muscle groups. So thinking of the push-up as you're going down, don't go down really fast and hold it. You're gonna go down slowly and focus on that muscle in your biceps or triceps as you're doing that push-up. And you're gonna feel it so much more than just doing like your regular push-ups. So what they tend to say, and this goes for any body weight movement, when you're doing time under tension, you're gonna focus on the count. So slowly going down, make it a 4 count to start, and then you can increase your count as you go down, because it's gonna, your muscles are gonna feel that, you're gonna feel that tension in your muscles more when you're slowly going down. And then you're gonna hold it once you're in the pose for however many seconds. So let's just say 4, 1, 4, 1. So 4 count going down, hold it for 1 second at the bottom, and then 4 slowly going back up, hold it for another second when you get to the top, and then repeat. So that's one way of doing body weight workouts. It's gonna help grow those muscles even more, and you're gonna feel it so much more. Trust me, when we say body weight, although you think like, oh, it's just your body weight, no, it's a greater workout sometimes than it is with strength training. And you're getting that control then, so you're really focusing on controlling those movements and doing it slowly and properly. The second thing was range of motion. So range of motion, it's really more like stretching your muscle groups in your joints. So like, that's the warm-ups that you'll do typically in the gym, but doing them at home in the mornings as well, or any time of day. Like shoulder rolls, that's gonna work on those shoulder, that muscle group, and then your arm, focusing on straightening your arm all the way so that when you do go to do curls in the gym, you're doing that full range of motion. Also doing like hip rolls and things like that. So that's like the pre-workout that you would normally do that will help with your range of motion while you're getting into your actual workout. And then finally, the calisthenics. There we go. Calisthenics. Calisthenics. This is like the most important sort of workout. Like, besides attention holding, you're getting like thinking of gymnasts, right? They do a lot of calisthenics. They're controlling the body weight while doing a move. So thinking of sit-ups, if you're doing like V-ups, you're gonna hold your legs up and you have to control your legs being in the air. So you're not only working out like your leg muscles, but you're also now holding that tension in your abs and your core. So you're holding the body weight while in a specific pose. So that's same with yoga. Doing a handstand, you have to not only work your arms, but you're working your abs as well and your legs, because you're having to kick up into the handstand. You're having to control the way that you're bringing your legs out and into the pose. So calisthenics, it's really focusing again on those muscle groups. And it's not so much like the counting this time, but controlling that muscle group while it's in motion, which is a hard thing to do. And it also helps with that balance. It helps with getting strength in your muscles and having that control. Planks are another really good workout, like doing different variation of planks helps with the calisthenics. Said it wrong, I'm sure, but helps with that because you're controlling multiple body parts, right? Your muscle groups. So you're using your biceps, but you're also using your core. You'll feel it in your legs. You'll feel it as you tighten your like hamstrings and your glutes. So planks variations are a really good way to start. And then doing like handstands, sit-ups, V-ups, working on different yoga poses, things like that can help as well. So that's what I have.
All right. Yeah, I know doing pull-ups is very strenuous. So that's one example of how strenuous these workouts can be when you're using your body weight. So as you heard, very convenient, cost-effective, it's versatile. You're building that functional strength that you use every day, overall strength, balance, your core, your coordination, your flexibility and mobility. And when you're getting that full range of motion to help with flexibility and joint strength and bone strength, and also that cardio as well. You can do things like burpees, jumping jacks, and those are great ways to get in your cardio as well. So a lot of great benefits to doing these workouts when you're just using your body weight. Make sure that you follow Superhumanistic on everything. If you feel like somebody could benefit from this podcast, make sure you share it with them so others can go out and be healthier as well. So make sure you start implementing some of these tips into your lifestyle so that you can change your lifestyle and be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.